You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 25 minutes past six here on SAFM Market Update. It's normally with Fifi Peters, but tonight it's with me, Nzinga Kunta. I'm standing in for her. Now, Annelisa Matuju is the new head of commodities. She's only the fourth generation head since the inception of the commodity derivative business in 1996. I keep on emphasizing that point because it is a large feat, and she joins me on the phone now. A very good evening to you, Annelisa.
A very good evening to you. And
congratulations
your listeners as
well. On your role.
Thank you so much.
To me a little bit about what it is, what you're going to be doing, and your first 100 days in office.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nzinga. Really, my first focus for the next 3 months or so, just over 3 months, is most importantly the upcoming harvest season. So it's to ensure that we as the GSE have a robust delivery system as we start seeing those deliveries coming in, and naturally more deliveries coming through via exchange. And, you know, should there be any outloading issues in the GSE registered delivery points, to ensure that the GSE responds quickly, because that builds credibility in the market. And I don't know if I could go further and say the second focus is really around the consideration of alternative location differential systems or methodology. I'm currently in Nampo. I've been manning the JSE stand. And the most topical thing when I speak to farmers is location differentials, location differentials, location differentials. So what we're working on, you know, just to put it in perspective, when I speak about these alternative location differential systems, is that our deliveries in the derivative contracts, agricultural derivative contracts, they're actually physically delivered, and they reference a single reference point when you're trading the actual future. And when one trades, for example, in soybeans or in sunflower seed future contracts, they are trading a price ex Randfontein. So the reference point is Randfontein. And that has been the case since the beginning of the agricultural derivatives trading, basically, system in the country. And because, you know, there are commodity storage facilities all across the country, of which are registered with the JSE, as yes, you are trading a Randfontein price, but it means that you can get delivery anywhere in South Africa, right? So that's the first most important thing. However, to make sure or to ensure that the price is ex Randfontein, then we discount the buying price to reflect an ex Randfontein price using I'll call it transportation costs. Right. So now the questions that we've been getting for the years, I suppose, is, you know, things are not the same anymore. Randfontein is not the main consumption point in the country. Talk about road infrastructure. It's not the same as it was in the 90s. Things have changed. Points of consumptions have moved across the country. You know, point of not just consumption, production as well has moved across the country. So is Randfontein or a single reference still relevant for the South African agricultural derivatives market? So we started exploring, and one of the methodologies that we're exploring with the market is that of multiple reference points. So instead of just using Randfontein as a reference point, use multiple reference points where there is consumption as well as production. So instead of just having one, you know, a futures a contract that references Randfontein, now you'll be spoiled for choice, if I may put it that way. But I think what we're trying to sensitize the market to is, what does that mean then, you know, for the underlying white maize price or soybean price or whatever the case may be. So working very closely with the market to trying to sensitize them and also resolving that. And what we envisage is that if we do then agree to go ahead with this change, that we'd start with the soybeans or the sunflower products as a trial and see actually how that works, if it's adapted by the market, and if it's successful. I think let me stop there.
Okay, I think you're going to have to do a lot more explaining, especially for no those problem. Of us who are not in commodities. But just speak to me about how location differentials calculated this year for the various commodities. How was that done?
Okay, So this year, there was a big difference. We had an increased number of transporter giving us contributions as a, what it costs to move a stock, so white maize, yellow maize, or soya, you know, from one part of the country to another. Okay. So we rely a lot on the, on those contributions. We had about nine transporters, big transporters, giving us their contributions. Secondly, we excluded the rail component, which previously we've included, and simply because not a lot of stock goes through rail anymore, is transported via train anymore. Mm-hmm. So including that doesn't reflect the reality of what's actually happening in the market and showing a true you know, price of what the true value is of the commodity. And I think maybe lastly, we also used distances that were more reflective of the transportation routes and then the cost per kilometer as well for the further silos. So the further you go from Randfontein, because we're still using the Randfontein as a reference point, we just made sure that we smoothed that out to make sure that the further the silo is from Randfontein, and then the differential also increases.
So with this multiple reference point model that you're speaking about, mm-hmm. how will it be tested, and how will you then know that this was successful? What's the success criteria?
So we've got some success criteria that we put down. So the first things first, we envisage that, number one, the points of consumption, so your processors or your millers, will start using the nearby, the stock that stores in the nearby locations first, right? And then as the season moves forward, and once that's depleted, move to the further, so stock from further locations, right? So that is, in theory, what the methodology, you know, should give us. But as soon as we see that, no, actually the processes are more attracted to the further locations and are starting to source stock from the further location, and there's a build up in the more nearer location and stock is being redelivered there, then we know we have a problem. That's the first one. Secondly, we want to ensure that the JSE delivery system still works efficiently. By that, I mean people who get stock or get allocated stock that is not desirable or location that's not desirable, they can again redeliver it back in the market and go and bid for stock that is more desirable for them. I think that's the next component. And then the third one is just to make sure that the prices are not distorted. And indeed, you know, when the future price or when the future contract expires, that it actually, the futures price converges to the cash market or what's sold in the cash market and reflects the reality that's happening in the cash market.
Mm-hmm. Annelisa, just talk to me quite briefly about basis futures contracts. Are they set to become a reality? And what's the current thinking about trading specific silos as future contracts?
Yeah. So as part of alternative interest, trying to resolve the long debate around differentials, one of the proposals from a market participant was, why not consider basis futures trading? And really what this means is that you trade one trade of commodity specifically sitting in a JSE silo. So instead of trading a JSE white maize contract with reference Randfontein, one would actually be trading white maize futures in MIFDOR. You know, I'm just giving a random example with MIFDOR. So trading a split between the MIFDOR white maize and the standard futures white maize, in that sense, trading the actual basis or the basis will start reflecting then. And then come delivery or physical delivery when the futures contract expires, one then is guaranteed physical delivery in MIFDOR. Success. So this is what we're trying to achieve, and what we're working on currently is just want to make sure that we can deliver this potential product in our existing technology. So that's the first one, and secondly, is to also make sure that we get the necessary approvals from the JSE New Products Committee, and also get support from not just the market but also the clearing members that clear and guarantee derivative trades at the JSE. So it's the big banks in South Africa. So that's the criteria. So as soon as we have all those boxes ticked, I think we'll be in a position to list that basis futures contracts.
And that's where we leave it for now. Annelisa Madutu, head of commodities at the JSE, just talking to us briefly about her new role and then that new reference, multiple reference point model. Thanks so much for your time on the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb this evening.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.